Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ossabaw Valley Audubon, Peggy Ridgway. How are you, Peggy?
I am just fine, especially with this 39 degrees outside right now, Kevin.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's going to be a little colder tomorrow when the backyard bird count gets underway.
Yes, and I think the birds are beginning to sense that a little bit, too.
Okay.
But
now, let's talk about that. It's happening this weekend and a little beyond, isn't it?
Yes, it starts on tomorrow, the 16th of February, and it'll go through the 19th. That's Monday, and a lot of people don't realize that it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay. So now, what do people need to do? How does this backyard bird count work, Peggy?
Well, this is the 21st annual one, and it's sponsored by Audubon, Bird Studies Canada, and Cornell Lab of Ornithology. So it's gone worldwide since 2013. So it's kind of interesting that this will help researchers, with the help of citizens, can get a global perspective on the status and condition of the birds around the world.
Yeah.
Many of the spring migrations begin in March, so which a lot of people aren't aware of. So what will happen is that they will get a perspective just before that migration takes place.
Okay. So now this is open to anyone who wants to be a part of this, right?
That's
why it's called the Backyard Bird Count, because just the ordinary Joe can do this.
Exactly. And those ordinary Joes are very important. And anyone who enjoys watching birds, and it doesn't have to be just in your backyard.
Right.
It can be in the forest around you. It can be along the river corridor. Or even riding along in your car, as long as you take precautions while you're driving.
Sure.
But they ask everyone to watch for at least 15 to 30 minutes for each day that they count. They can count on one or all 4 days, and then record the names and the species, the number of those birds that you see. A lot of people think, I just need to report the birds I saw. But what they're also interested in is the number of birds that they see. So some people say, well, how do I know how many chickadees I've seen at my feeder? Because they come and go all the time. So this is what they advise, is that you count the number of chickadees that you see at one time. For instance, there may be two on your feeder, one on the ground, and one in the tree. And so that's four.
Mm.
So that's your high count. And so when you turn in your numbers for that day, you would say four chickadees.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I know a lot of people probably think that, they've got to add up a whole bunch of numbers, but it sounds pretty basic, actually.
It is very basic. And, a lot of people say, well, I only have mourning doves. I talked to a lady this morning that said, I've only got 20 mourning doves coming. I said, oh, that is awesome,
because
I only have three.
Yeah.
So that number is very important. Another thing that helps, if you know the difference between the male and the female, for instance, in the woodpeckers, most of the male woodpeckers will have the red on the head. The females do not. So if you have a red-headed or a red-bellied woodpecker come in and it's got the all red head and then the markings on the back, and then you have another one come in that doesn't have half as much red on the head, that's probably a female.
Gotcha.
So instead of one woodpecker, you would have two.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So we compile all that information. Where do we put it? Where do we need to go after this, Peggy?
Okay. What you do is you have to have an email, so that's important. They used to do just lists that you could send on in through the snail mail, shall we say,
yeah.
But now that it's gone worldwide, they need to computerize and standardize the procedure. So you go to birdcount.org, and then the webpage will come up, and there's a green line of boxes at the top, and you would press on submit observations. And prior to that, hopefully you've gotten a password. You just have to put in any kind of password you want so that they'll specify that that's your password and you're sending in that information. They'll keep this year after year, so you don't have to submit a new one the next year. And then if you're not sure of the correct name of that bird, like some people may just put woodpecker, but they need to know what kind of woodpecker, since we have five that are in our area, and think of worldwide how many woodpeckers there are.
Right.
So you have to really have the specific name of that woodpecker down, or the chickadee. For instance, we're so used to saying chickadee, and we know what one we're talking about. there are three species of chickadees even in the United States. So you need to do black cap chickadee, which ours are.
All right.
So, and then if you're not sure of the names, there's a thing you can click on that says bird lists over on the right-hand side of the webpage, and that gives all the birds listed in Iosco County.
Oh, okay. So, wow, it takes care of just about everything. So just get on out and start looking for birds.
Exactly.
Yeah. And again, anywhere in the area, and then, you know, write them down, then submit them. And then they take all that information. Now, how long does it take them to process all that from the bird count to spit out numbers and let you know, or anyone who's interested in, you know, what the numbers of birds are right now?
Well, probably what you can do is explore data. There's another thing in the green boxes at the top. You can, and you can see hour by hour what's being reported either in Iosco County, in Alcona County, or even in Michigan or the world.
Okay.
So, I mean, technology has made it a snapshot picture of what's going on.
That's incredible. Birdcount.org is the website you go to, and you can learn more there. But we've learned a lot today, and I think a lot of people will get on out. Looks like the weather will warm up a little over the weekend, and you got right through President's Day Monday to count those birds. And I'm sure you're going to be out doing it, right, Peggy?
Oh, yes. I do it all 4 days.
There you go. Peggy Ridgway, Osable Valley Audubon Backyard Bird Count runs Friday through Monday. And from the Osable Valley Audubon, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, thanks for joining us on Sunrise Side.
Thanks so much, Kevin, and happy birding to everyone.